Another U.S. government inspector general is out of work. This time the axe fell on Steve Linnick, inspector general for the State Department. President Trump said Linnick had to go because he had lost confidence in him. But Linnick had been investigating Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. According to House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Elliot Engel, the inspector general was looking into possible misuse of government resources and into a fast-track multi-billion-dollar arms sale to Saudi Arabia. Nicholas Burns is a former U.S. ambassador to NATO and now teaches diplomacy at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. We should also add Burns is an unpaid advisor to the Joe Biden campaign. Nick Burns, why does this firing matter?
It matters because the inspector generals who are in each government cabinet agency, they're the ones who hold government agencies accountable to the law, to the Congress, to make sure that there's waste or fraud or if someone has committed an illegal act that's reported.
You were a career diplomat, Nick. What are you hearing about this latest news from your former colleagues still inside the Foreign Service at the State Department? How's it hitting morale?
Well, it's adding to the worsening of morale in the State Department because there's been an attempt by the Trump administration to cut the budget of state. State has been sidelined in many ways. The president has called the State Department the career people, the deep state. The president needs to explain to the Congress why Steve Linnick was fired. It's just not good enough to say, I've lost confidence in him, not with an inspector general who has to be independent to do his or her job.
So folding this back into American relationships internationally, how does this kind of thing, accusations that your boss is abusing his power, how does that impact the practice of U.S. diplomacy?
Well, it has a major impact on whether or not foreign governments are going to see, in this case, the Secretary of State, someone who's in trouble politically or perhaps in trouble legally. It adds to the notion overseas that the Trump administration is fairly chaotic and that the Trump administration is not focused as much as it should be on our alliances overseas, on some of the big pressing international issues that you and I have talked about on your program for many years, climate change, the Iran nuclear deal. In this case, the COVID-19 crisis, where the Trump administration really has been absent as a leader. And if Secretary Pompeo is seen to be someone who is now under investigation, it's going to add to the perception that the State Department and the Trump administration are not paying as much attention to the U.S.'s leadership roles as it should.
This is another inspector general that's taken a hit by the White House. I get questions from friends of mine overseas. How does Trump keep doing this and getting away with it? I suppose you get those questions too. How do you answer?
I do. I answer those questions by saying that the rule of law in the United States is at stake. President Trump, in many ways, has authoritarian tendencies. He doesn't seem to respect the rule of law. He's now fired four inspector generals, and these people should be fully protected from those kinds of actions by any American president. We have to be worried, and our best friends around the world are worried, that America's democracy is at stake and our leadership around the world is at stake if the president can act in this kind of way without any kind of consequences. So it's time for Republicans and Democrats in Congress to defend the rule of law, to defend the law that was created by Congress, to create the inspector generals and to put them into each of our cabinet agencies, because the American people should want our cabinet agencies to be transparent. And if there are transgressions of a law or of regulations, people need to be held to account.
Ambassador Nick Burns, professor of the practice of diplomacy at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. Nick, thanks as always.
Thank you, Marco.